Triple R segment of 7 brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. That's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. If you're going to buy a house or maybe you're going to get your home refinanced, my buddy Brad Siebert can help you. He's helped me many times before. My daughter used him to buy a house. A good friend of mine, Maggie, did. I have a lot of friends that have used my buddy Brad over at WeAreNotTheBanks.com. If you want to get that loan, they've got the newest technologies to take care of your loan quickly. And they do a great job. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. If you got great credit, they'll get you a great interest rate. If you've got poor credit, bumps on your credit, they still can get you that loan. They do jumbo loans and no-income documentation loans. It's my buddy Brad Siebert. NMLS ID number 1169, Equal Housing Opportunity. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Welcome back. We are live today. Good. I'm glad you're here. Good to hear you. See you. Whatever.
All the above.
Yeah, just glad you're here. And Angel's going to tell us what prize we have in the prize pinata. It's been good. Let's see if it still is going to be good after Thanksgiving.
Prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. They are Central Florida's trusted source for local and long-distance moving services. From packing to delivery, Cento Moving is fully licensed and insured to provide you a seamless moving experience door-to-door. If you got yourself in a position where you had to move over the holidays, I'm sure you couldn't have done any better than having Cento handle that for you. I did, and it was fantastic. So if you're looking for a move or you're looking down the road and you got better time to plan it, start with these guys. CentoMoving.com, CentoMoving.com. Cento Family Moving and Stores. Forget the stress and move with the best. Up first, we have a 4-pack of tickets to attend the advanced screening of Violent Night Tuesday, November the 29th at AMC Altamont 18 at 7 p.m. It's here's the synopsis.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for this.
It's an elite team of mercenaries break into the family compound on Christmas Eve, taking everybody hostage inside. However, they weren't prepared for a surprise combatant.
Uh-oh.
Santa Claus is on the ground.
Don't mess with Santa Claus.
Have you seen the trailer?
And he's here to show you why.
We talked to the lady that's in it. What's her? Not Olivia Newton-John. The famous lady. She's like in this movie. We've interviewed about something else, and she told us about this movie.
I'm only here for 1 second.
Yeah, and then dude from Stranger Things, Santa Claus.
Hooper, whatever.
The Elvira? No.
No. She was in Family Vacation and
Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
Christmas Vacation.
Beverly D'Angelo.
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't. Yeah.
She was telling us about this.
You know, this is a promotion for the movie. Yeah. So. Hold my opinion still afterward.
There you go.
Up next, we got 4 single-day tickets. It's one of those things, Los. They've tried to do it every Christmas for the last, seems like 5 years. Anyway, I'll save my opinions for afterwards.
Yeah.
4 single-day tickets to Central Florida International Auto Show. This looks to be a really cool event. It's going down at the Orange County Convention Center. Excuse me. Gets me choked up.
I'd like to say very emotional about it.
Taking place December the 2nd through December the 4th. What's cool about this is typically this happens over Thanksgiving break, but now it's the weekend after. It's going to be awesome. You can get more information at OrlandoAutoShow.com. And we have, let's see. Oh, got a pair of tickets to see the Orlando Magic versus the Atlanta Hawks November the 30th at the Amway Center. Game time is 7 p.m. and might be the debut of Markelle Fultz. They're saying that he might be able to come back for that game. It would be
cool to see our player play.
Yeah. It'd be cool to see any of our players play.
It's awesome if they play some games, the ones that are supposed to be good and make our difference in our team.
We haven't had our quote unquote what should be our
squad.
Our squad since opening day.
We've had
guys on the injured. And Paolo just came back. He was off for 7 games because of the ankle. So we've been riddled with injuries this far. But we're seeing progress. It would just be great to see our guys play together and see how they play together. And those are the prizes in today's Prize Pinata, Russ.
Thank you, sir. All right. I see the lines are... Oh, yeah. You still have a couple spots open. So 407-916-1041. If you've never played trivia before or won a prize, it's a good time to get on the line. But until then, who do you want, Angel?
So that was Adam. And Adam is a frequent player who calls from time to time. And apparently we didn't have any of the prizes that he liked.
Oh, so Adam hung up?
Adam dropped off.
Screw you, Adam.
So... We don't have to play.
Wow. Normally, the lines are packed. Yeah. It's the day. Oh, there we go. Now, okay.
People are moving slow today. You know, like, I've still got a belly full of turkey.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're still full.
I guess. You know, I only gained like 3 pounds through the whole Thanksgiving thing.
Good for you, man. I gained 7.
Which is good. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I woke up, and because I can tell, like, once I hit, like 227, my blood pressure goes way up. And so when I stand up now...
I would kill for 227.
I get not lightheaded. It feels like my head gets full of gas.
Damn.
And then I get tinnitus in my ear. It's very fun.
All right, we got Jen from Apopka. She's on it. She's got a lot of energy. She's vibrant.
What's her name, Jen?
Jen from the APK.
Hey, APK! Jen, how you doing?
APK, check it in,
Ruff.
What's
good.
What's up, Carl Sparty?
You know, I saw Apopka High School won against Lake Mary. They're on their way to the state championships, right?
Hell yeah. Go Dirty Birds.
I don't know. I was a West Orange Warrior. I'm from here, so.
Oh, I got you.
Now.
I'm with you, man.
They let you in?
I'm actually an Edgewater Eagle, but Edgewater lost to Jones.
No, they got stomped by Jones. Ooh.
Yeah, it was 43-17, yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was bad. But anyway, Jen, here we go. I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, you're the queen. You get to plug and promote whatever you want, and you'll get whatever prize you want from the prize pinata. Here we go. The name of this dish first appeared in print in the Encyclopedia of American Food and Drink in 1871. So that's the first time they had a name of this, you ever saw it in print, 1871. The recipes for this were traced back to ancient Roman times, and the French, when they first named it, they called it Le Pain à la Romaine, which means Roman bread. What are we talking about?
I knew that, dude.
Roman bread.
Yeah, Roman bread.
It's like an 80s wrestler.
What's up, man? My name is Roman bread.
That's what the French first called it, was Roman bread.
I make that money.
We know it as something else.
Let's see.
Are you not entertained?
Am I funny? Let's see. Roman bread, but we know it as something else.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like... Maybe it is like stuffing, that
gets
something that goes inside a carcass.
Yeah, that's a pretty good guess.
Stuffing, yes. Yeah, stuffing is not the correct answer. Who do you want to help you? You've got Ryan, Angel, Carlos, or Angelique?
Oh, I'm torn between Carlos and Angel because I think they both know a lot about food. Let's go Carlos.
Oh, Carlos. Thanks. Name this dish. First appeared in print in 1871. Ancient Roman times, they had it back then. The French named it Roman bread. It is a lovely dish for breakfast. What do you think Roman bread is?
It's a lovely dish. Well, it's up for breakfast? Well, it's got to be oatmeal, right?
Oatmeal is incorrect.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No. Damn.
Oh, sorry. Who do we got up next?
A solid guess, though, wouldn't you say?
We've got Steve from Davenport.
Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I ate some bread and made them oats. It's terrible.
Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Steve. The name of this dish appeared first in 1871. It goes all the way back to ancient Roman times, and the French called it Le Pain la Romaine, which means...
Roman bread.
Roman bread.
You know what the French call Ryan? Les incompetents.
What do you think we're talking about?
Well, when you say French, I'm thinking breakfast. How about French toast?
Oh, damn it.
It is French toast.
I should have got that.
You got it, Steve. Congratulations,
sorry,
sir. It is French toast.
Screwed the pooch on that one. It was not a solid guess of oatmeal. It makes sense.
Today
the Romans were gluttonous in every way, even their toast.
Today is National French Toast Day, by the way.
Oh, Russ, get us French toast.
I love a French
toast. Yeah, get some toast, baby.
French toast is good.
That's a top three pick for me.
French toast is always like this special thing. Like for the kids, if you wake up and you make them French toast, that was always the thing that I would do. Like Ryan and Brittany both, they love some French toast. I don't know what it is about French toast.
We're a pancake house, to be honest, but I think we need to start... mixing in some French toast.
Yeah, who do you like between a pancake versus French toast?
Really depends. It really depends. I mean, we could have a whole hour. You know, we could have a whole hour on pancake French toast argument.
Yeah,
but
standard pancake. Are we talking
my wife's pancake? I'm going wife pancake. But if we're going like to a place, Like a one of these nice bougie like a breakfast first places? One?
Yeah, like the banana French crunch pancake?
Toast or Belgian waffle, but we're not talking about that.
Ooh, I don't know. Briar Patch's pancake is just
I'm not saying I don't
amazing.
Like the pancake. Angel
it's like the perfect crispy with like fluffy on the inside.
He asked me a question. Oh. I gave him an answer.
Here's the thing. French toast, it just seems to be a little bit step
fancier,
up.
Fancier, right?
It's a little it's step
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the kids have pancakes. The adults
French
have
French toast is so bougie. It's French. Come on.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's a nice thing that you do maybe four times a year.
Yeah.
If you're the person that's actually making French toast,
yeah.
it's a pain in the ass.
No, it's
because you
got to
dip. You got to make the batter. You got to dip the eggs. You got to dip the toast. You got to throw it on. There.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a lot
French
of work.
Toast
oh
a little
God,
squishy.
It's so much easier Hold to make on, French toast
Angel,
than it is pancakes.
French
is
toast
not, absolutely is
all
not.
You do with French toast is you mix up the egg,
whisk.
Put the egg on each side, and put it in the pan.
Right.
That's it. That's easy.
Right. Yeah, it's and three all, extra steps.
Exactly. All you got to do with pancakes is throw a couple eggs, a little bit of water, boom, 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 and throw that on.
Yeah,
on
that was a lot more.
No, if you're making French toast, this should call
egg.
Yeah, it's just a lot of work. Should be called Mexican toast. French toast, you make it, you give up.
French
Those
toast.
Are two racist jokes back to back.
Boom, boom.
French
boom,
toast
whammy.
Is the answer.
You got a quota for the year?
What? I got to get them in, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like vacation days. If you don't use them,
right.
you lose them.
Yeah.
when we come back, we'll talk to King Steve, find out what prize he wants, and find out you know what's important to him. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Match of the Morning. You can join us live. If you want to come out and be a part of a live party, a live show, December the 9th, we will be live out at Orlando Harley-Davidson. You know where that is, right off I-4. We'll be set up there. The entire show will be there from 6 o'clock in the morning till like 1, and we'll be collecting bikes for underprivileged children. So if you can bring a bike down, we're going to have all kinds of food, and we're gonna have a full bar out there, and should be a great time. We got some other stuff going on too, so you know, think about it. December the 9th, if you want to pick up a bike and come join us, we're trying to get as many bikes as possible for underprivileged children. What is up? I'm Russ, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan and Angelique, all here today, and we've got the winner of trivia on the line. It's Steve. Steve, you're the king, buddy. How you doing?
Awesome. What's up, Russ? How are you?
Good, man. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Went to the wife's family's house and had some turkey. Made a ham for a little family thing at my house the day after.
Yeah, so do you have leftovers and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do miss that. We went out and everything, and so we don't have any leftovers. But since I'm on a diet, it's the best for me.
I made a horrible decision about leftovers. In the moment, after being full, they asked me if I wanted leftovers.
And you said no.
You
and
said
I said
no.
No. That is a horrible decision, because what happens
yeah.
subsides your belly, your cravings. Yeah. And so around like 11 o'clock that night, I was like, damn, I could go for mashed potatoes, turkey, nothing to be had.
You're right, you're right.
Very sad.
Well, Steve, what would you like to tell us about, buddy?
Well, I'd have to say I'm really proud of my, I know it's kind of cliche, I want to say I'm proud of my family. My kids, were at home school last year. Now they're back to public schools. They're really rolling with it. They're doing a great job getting back to school. And just wanted to say, very proud of them and my wife too, as far as taking care of them, getting them back into school, and doing a great job last year.
Man, I'm the fact that you mentioned that, I was thinking about that the other day. I feel like just now with kids, we're getting back to like the somewhat normal feeling of school.
Yeah.
And I know it's been somewhat normal since COVID's been done, obviously in different states and wherever you're listening, but I feel like we're just getting back to like, oh, this kind of feels like we're at that same pace or maybe a little bit better. So good shout out. And because it has been tough, man. We are forgetting 2 years. These kids were really like, we lost a lot in those 2 years of their development, of the education, of their how they deal with kids, how they deal with us.
Because think about how those 2 years of our lives were so developed. You know, we developed
Absolutely.
So much, we learned so much, and they were
stunted.
Spent at home for most of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
I work in a warehouse forklift operator.
Okay, very.
Cool.
How long have you been doing that?
3 years.
That would be fun. It seems like it would be fun. You get to run a big forklift.
The forklift driving is the most fun of it. Yeah, yeah. When you're on the machine, you're good. The other part, not as fun.
Gotcha, buddy. Well, listen, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, 15 years.
Right after the war. That's good.
Yeah, it just hasn't stuck yet. One day we'll be humming, and it'll be like our thing. Yeah. But as of now, it just hasn't stuck.
It's almost there.
Tell me, but I'm glad you asked.
You know what happens? I had a really good conversation with somebody over the break and everything, and they feel kind of...
disrespect. They said, oh, God, why? Everything!
What's the disrespect?
It seems disingenuous.
Well, it's a joke.
It's a joke. Right before the war. Where we did not process during the war.
I didn't even bring it up. It was brought at me. They're talking at me like this. And I was like, what did you tell them? I'm eating. Leave me alone. I mean, I've been eating since before the war.
Thank you. That's what you say back to them. Yeah.
I'm sure there was a war in 93, right?
There was literally...
If it involves our country, we've been at war for...
We literally have 15 wars happening right now on the planet.
Exactly. So it's not disrespectful. I'm sick of that disrespectful stuff. It was a joke. Anyway.
He was a vet.
What does him working on dogs have to do with anything? I really don't understand.
That's what I said?
How come I always tell veterinarians thank you for your service, and they just look at me like I'm crazy?
I just got that joke. I was like, I missed something here. Very funny. I'm going to use that joke.
And I actually got it. Which is crazy. All right, Steve, thank you for listening. We appreciate it, buddy. We'll put you on hold. What prize are you taking with you?
He's
the devil!
That was so scary.
Oh my God.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Get out of here.
Stop messing my soul.
Yeah, pitchfork operator.
That sounded like the devil.
His voice changed on us.
I am the devil. I'm here to take over.
It's that connection from Davenport.
So, poor devil he is. Did anybody, because this is like a thing with me on Thanksgiving, I always have to watch a Thanksgiving Day Parade. I love it. Yeah. Did anybody watch?
Every second of it.
Once again, my man. I'm going to call him my man because I do love this dude. Mario Lopez got to sit on top of a turkey.
What is it with you and Mario Lopez?
I think he's great. I don't know what it is. I like the guy.
It's a weird man crushing.
Yeah. I think he's cool, man. And so what they did was they let Mario Lopez sit on top of the big Tom turkey with his daughter, I think.
Yep.
And it was nice seeing him.
He's a good-looking guy, good-looking family. Nice to look at.
They made a big deal about it. I mean, like, he was on camera a lot. They're like, there's Mario Lopez. People are screaming.
You know what? He wasn't on the network I was watching.
Oh, so you don't watch... I watch NBC.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
I like to watch the bootleg one down the street. You know, they got the sponsored one.
Yeah,
and then you can watch the other one where they can't be at where everything
is. So you watch
is.
CBS.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. I know I always watch NBC to see what famous people are going to be there.
What's even better is on cable. You can get, if you know the networks in New York or whatever, you can catch one of the local broadcasts there.
Yeah.
And that's even more bootleg.
Yeah. You would think
because they're broadcast, you know, they're the news stations in New York, they would get some love. But they get put like next to bodegas and stuff like that. That one's fun.
It's funny though to watch the bad lip syncing that happens.
Oh, that's unavoidable. Ziggy Marley was real. Oh. He was really bad. I love it though because like you do get to see. It's so difficult.
I can't imagine a more difficult gig. You're on a moving, contraption.
Yeah.
And you're trying to lip sync and you can't really hear what you're lip syncing to. They're just like, hey, you hit this mark and we're gonna start playing you music.
Yeah.
You better hit it.
NBC, what they left for the very end, obviously Santa Claus is last, but right before Santa Claus, they bring out the Queen of Christmas.
The Princess of Christmas.
Well, they called her the Queen.
Oh, was it Queen? I thought they said the Princess.
No, they called her the Queen of Christmas.
So she won.
No, she didn't win.
She can't use it as a trademark. You could say it.
Yeah, you could say it. You just can't copyright it.
She can't trademark any of her stuff. Like, she can't sell Queen of Christmas albums.
Right. She's never going to make it financially.
Yeah, she's making $2.4 million.
They introduced her, you know, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas. And basically, she just stood there.
Yeah.
That's what she does.
In a beautiful dress.
In a beautiful dress and lip sync while people were dancing around her.
Of course.
That's how she rolls.
She doesn't need to do anything.
She's the queen.
That's the whole point of it.
She's literally the greatest recording artist, female recording artist.
Do they get paid?
Yeah.
No,
if you,
I don't
on
think
that,
so.
Is that like much like the Grammys?
No, I think they pay to be on there.
No,
like,
I don't know, they don't get paid.
I'm not saying Mariah Carey. No, no, man, because like
there's Mariah Carey is showing up for free.
I don't think they get paid because some of the artists are not your A-list.
Well, I mean, it's a holiday, so you can get who you get. But hey, if you show up to us, you get $300.
I don't think Macy's got the money to cut a check. I think Macy's should tell Mariah Carey, like, hey, we got one store left.
I think the people that are on there, Angel, are just glad to get national attention. Yeah.
There's big hitters. You missed Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. She sang at the end.
Did she lip sync?
She had her whole family. Yeah. She had like her daughter, her son, some other dude, maybe my uncle. I don't know.
It's no small stage. That's a big stage.
It's massive.
Yeah, but it's fake. That's why I can't get into it. Like, because I know their lip sync is bad lip sync.
Shut up. To me, the hardest would be the Rockettes because they are freezing.
Oh, they just kick their legs.
Yeah,
in
just some
freezing
kicking,
cold
easy.
Temperature.
The weather was perfect this year. They were fine.
Okay.
The leg kick though is supposed to be the hardest thing in the world, right?
Piece of cake.
That's their big gimmick is they do the leg kick.
It's not just that. It's when they do this, they are not allowed to touch each other. So if you touch each other, then you get docked pay. It is a huge
ordeal.
Oh, my
God, what a horrible place to work.
Yeah. No. Because, I mean, you're professional. It's the way that it is.
But it looks like they have their arms around each other.
It looks like they do, but they are not touching each other. They are not allowed to touch.
I like the Rockettes, but come on, let's be honest. They're just
kicking
their legs.
Yeah, they're just kicking their legs.
I have been actually to the Rockettes, and no, I haven't. Of course, I haven't been to the Rockettes.
It's awesome. Your daughters, and Megan
laughed at it. No, she did not appreciate it. She was like, "What is their deal?"
Don't know what the whole story is and what it's like. They have live animals there.
She doesn't care about animals.
It's an entire. I hate you.
I hate animals. I don't know.
When my daughter was little, that was the thing to see the Rockettes. And one day I'm going to grow up and be a
Rockettes. I get it. My wife's a dancer. I get it.
And I'm like, okay, they do the kick the leg gimmick and that's it. That's all I do, right?
I said to my daughter, she goes, what do they do? And I go, they kick their leg at the same time. She goes, no, seriously, what do they do? And I go, they kick the. And I started doing it like. That's their thing, because it was like each one would come on, you know? And then, like, Bluey was a big hit in our house. Bluey. That was a big one. I'm trying to think who else was there.
I have a tradition every year where I watch the Barney balloon get torn apart, which is one of my favorites. And if you watch it in fast motion, it looks like the people are attacking a giant dinosaur.
Oh, really?
Is that from this year, or is that
coming? No, it's 97.
A couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's beautiful to watch as these people, like, bring down a dinosaur that's attacking them.
Hey, you guys had to guess. What do you think the cost is to put on the Macy's Thanksgiving parade?
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
$5 million.
I'd say $100 million. I'd say it's $100 million production.
$100 million.
Oh wow, that's cheap. Huh?
No.
That's cute.
No, yeah, you're way off.
I'm way high.
If Carlos is paying $100 million, we're getting ripped off.
$5 million.
$5 million. The Macy's Thanksgiving Parade is anywhere between $10 and $12 million.
Oh wow.
The one, the studio good. Coordinator, the guy that's in charge of all that.
Hello.
He makes 51 G's.
Wow.
Whoa.
26 full-time staffers working year-round on parade prep and construction. You're spending between 1.5 and 3.4 million to pay for that staff.
I love it. We should pay him more, though.
I like it too.
But I can't find anywhere where they're paying the talent.
They're not going to pay. I'm telling you, Macy's is not stroking a check to Mariah. And, like, you see those competing... networks on there too.
Oh yeah, you know what? Someone else said I thought she looked pretty good. Obviously, she was lip singing, and she seemed a little slower than she used to be with Paula Abdul.
Oh no, dude, she's like 72 years old.
I know.
She was amazing. Did you see her?
No, I didn't get to see her.
You got to see the routine.
This performance,
Angelique, you got to watch. Go back and watch. Yeah,
you will. Totally appreciate it. Okay. So that on another note, because
I need to watch that.
My she goes, who is that? I go, that's Paula Abdul. She's the first Laker dancer. This woman,
she was a badass.
Tell me, do you really want to? Opposites attract, and she's like, whoa. I said she's like 69 years old. Okay, and she's kicking her leg. She's being spun around
like a Rockette.
Is she that
better
old?
Than the Rock? She's a better Rockette
Stop
than the Rockette
right now.
She blew the Rockettes out of the water.
Somebody find me how old Paula Abdul
60.
is. She's 60. Okay,
she's looking like a million bucks. Being like
a tiny little thing.
Tiny. I wanted to dance with her, but I take two steps forward. She takes two steps back. You know.
Hey, did you see when
that
girl I like a lot, Dylan Dreyer, was supposed to do an interview with the president?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So, They're trying to get President Biden on the phone, and I swear to God, it sounded like your old grandpa trying to get him to answer. Like, hello, Mr. President? He's like,
Every time they do that transfer, it's always, I've heard Joe call. Come on, Uncle. I love you, Grandpa Joe, but like, he's doing all right. You know, he's doing his thing. But whenever they do the transfer, I've heard this transfer three or four times now on these different ones. It's like you're handing your phone call. Yes. So they're like, okay, and you know his staff is like this. President Biden, when we hand the phone to you, just start talking.
Right.
Just when you get it, there's no FaceTime, so don't look in the screen. Just so when you get it, and then they go, okay, I got it. Hello? Is Dylan there?
And I love it when, like, she asked him a question about, what are you doing today or whatever, and he didn't, like, answer right away, so Jill Biden grabs the phone.
I'm running the country, well, dumb.
We're going to have turkey. And it was like she was answering for him, and then she actually, Jill Biden goes, here, answer her.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, we're going to be with the kids. It'll be nice, you know.
Leave me alone.
But she was pretending, because I was like, she's she really on the phone? They're like, no, she's pretending to be on the phone for camera,
yeah,
and then she's hearing it in her earpiece.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is that awkward? I'm like, yes, I'm sure it was awkward for her as well.
His picture came up on her phone.
It did. Yeah, it was cute. I loved it all. I didn't actually watch the dog show this year. Didn't watch much of that.
We didn't either because we had to leave to go do our thing.
Who won?
But a dog bulldog. Was a little French bulldog.
It was so cute.
No, it was cute.
It was really cute.
French bulldogs.
It's a cute dog. Listen, but I want to go back and see if they had any canines.
Overrated. Overrated breed right now.
Hey, that's
except
not
for
fair.
except for my guy Danny's French bulldog.
So that's interesting.
Fault. Danny's bulldog is cute.
You don't watch the NBC parade. You watch the same parade but on CBS without all the
I try to watch
hoopla.
That one, and I do the same thing that Ryan does, but and I log will grab the New York stations and watch the local broadcast.
Now, is that
you know what's even more fun? You can get like a little virtual reality headset. They have 3D cameras set up
I watch those.
Those are really cool.
Angel, let me try to understand. So you watch that other one, which is not the official one. It's like you watch that one because it's just been tradition, or you just dislike all the
100% transparency. I turned on the TV, and
that was the one that was on.
Oh. I was like, oh, this is the channel, and I didn't even bother to look.
I'll tell you something that they show. You know, we had thought about going up to New York to go to Broadway to go to the – there's a Neil Diamond Broadway show, and thought, oh, that might be fun to go see. And they had a little bit of it on
I saw it.
And it was god-awful.
I know.
I'm like, man, I do not want to see that. It was so horribly bad. I'm like, well, they
but
just –
But it's on the parade, though.
No, it's the same people.
I'm saying, if we're giving some grace to all the other performers and saying, hey, we get how tough this is and being in a parade and doing this, why wouldn't we do that for the Broadway show that's on a parade?
It's not
in the venue. It's completely different.
Yeah, well, like, I'll never know.
Yeah,
because I'm not gonna.
Oh my gosh.
Sweet Caroline, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
like all the dancers were like over the top, and it was.
Have you been to theater?
I have.
I know for being subtle.
Yeah,
tends to be way over the top.
Super over the top. But anyway.
Wait, so you guys watch the Macy's Day Parade on other channels, or you watch like the Philadelphia Day Parade, Thanksgiving Day Parade?
The Philadelphia Day Parade. What is that, a riot?
Wait, hold on. I didn't know Philly had its own parade.
My friend's performing it and stuff.
I did not know.
Oh, yeah.
On CBS, they show the same parade, but down the street.
It's on the Macy's right. Parade, and they got different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know Philly had a parade. Yeah. What?
But did you get to see Mario Lopez?
Oh, my God.
That's the best part. You don't see Mario Lopez.
I saw Santa. I saw Snoopy. I saw
Snoopy.
So you didn't see Mariah Carey?
I don't think I saw Mariah. I saw Paula.
Paul Abdul, you saw her?
Yeah, I saw Paula.
Okay.
Do you remember if Santa was sitting or was he wearing... I think he was wearing a jacket. I don't like it when Santa is very relaxed at the end. I like him a little more animated, maybe jacket
off. He's
got
to be ready because he's getting ready to walk.
Yeah. Like, if Santa's at the end of the parade, like... All right, we're going to get through this parade. I'm worried for the kids because he's not ready. But if he's up and at him, and if he's like pointing, and if he's, but I don't remember.
He was sitting, right? And then they had Mrs. Claus.
And she's doing the work.
And she's in the back of the thing.
Making dinner.
Right. And she's waving her.
She's like, get up, Chris. Get up, Chris. The kids are looking.
Was she doing a call, too?
No, she was back there.
She was doing way more work.
And all they kept saying was, there's Santa Claus. I'm like, well, what about Mrs. Claus?
Yeah, Mrs. Claus was like, hey, I'm making the cookies. I'm doing the cocoa. And this son of a bitch isn't even up off the chair. We gotta get going, Christopher.
Do you guys ever look at Mrs. Claus and like, I'd hit it?
A Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right? Never. It's not about Mrs. Claus.
I bet you it's magical.
Not once. You know who had
it's an elves watch you while you do it, though.
You know who had a float in the parade was Bad Bunny. There was a float that he created that was in the parade, and it was like a heart.
Yeah, it's a symbol.
With one eye, and his arms were moving.
That's his logo, right? The heart thing?
And it was, this is the Bad Bunny float. And I, for the life of me, could not understand what that was supposed to be.
Will you call us Bad Bunny? At least leave a hot take. I know you listen to the show quite often. Mm-hmm. What's up with the float? Russ is wondering.
It was weird looking, but...
It's weird. Tell us why it's weird.
I kind of liked it. It was a heart with one eye and like a crooked mouth.
Yeah, I liked it too. It's kind of a cute, weird heart. Yeah, I saw it too.
All right, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
When you wake up in the morning.
Hey, earlier you played a little Irene Cara.
Yeah, man, that was sad news.
Yeah, I know. She passed over the weekend. You played a deep cut I never heard before, but
Dude, that's my favorite. The song is called "The Dream," and it's the closing credits to one of the most iconic movies of all time. It's one of the best moments of comedic cinema ever created.
Which,
and I watch
DC
this
Cab?
This movie at least twice a year, and it is the fine art film that is called DC Cab.
Hey, we're in that time of year now where, you know, there are certain movies, I don't know, you guys, at least for me, you know, certain movies I watch every year because it's Christmas movies, you know, like, you know, I think the other day we did watch Christmas Vacation already because we're in Christmas mode. And it's very hard, I think, to make a new Christmas movie that sticks, you know, that you're going to play every year. But I'm going to tell you right now, and Ryan, I know that you saw it as well. This movie that is on Apple Plus right now, it's Will Ferrell. And it's Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
And
how is that?
It is so good. I think it's going to be a new classic. I think it's one you're going to be able to watch over and over again because it is. It's a musical, but yet it's funny. They don't do the stereotypical things when it comes to the love interest. You're like, oh, I didn't expect that, but it's not. It's really good. We super enjoyed it. We watched it twice, Ryan, and we told you should watch it. And I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, but I'm glad you enjoyed it as well.
Well, yeah, because I'm so sick of like the classic Christmas Carol remake with all the steps and the beats that you know, right? This one kind of puts it on its head a little bit and adds a musical element as well.
Yeah,
and I really enjoyed it. First of all, I want that Santa jacket that dude has.
I know
that's a cool ass jacket.
The one Ryan Reynolds had.
Yeah, but did you watch the end credits song?
I did.
That's an amazing song. Why was that cut?
It wasn't cut. That's still part of the movie.
No, it's literally called the cut song because, like, so there's this scene where Will Ferrell's about to go into a song, and the guy just stops. He's like, if you don't sing, I'll just give you what you want. And so it stops, right? And you're like, oh, what a fun joke. No, turns out they made a whole elaborate sequence that was supposed to be there, but for some reason they take it out. And I'm watching this end credit scene.
I bet it was done on purpose.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Maybe, but like it was all in black and white. So I'm guessing the production color grading wasn't finished yet. And so, but there's water scenes. Like they fill up the whole stage with water. It's amazing.
I was wondering what kind of money you think they spent on that movie because
Apple Plus has unlimited budget.
It is elaborate. I mean, elaborate.
Apple Plus is going for it.
The Christmas songs, though, were like, oh, I could see that being a new Christmas song. I could see this one being a new Christmas song. Will Ferrell is funny in it, but not over the top, really. Right? Wouldn't you say that he's got a bunch of funny?
He's toned down, Will Ferrell. He's not doing the full Will Ferrell in this movie.
Right.
Yeah, I was actually wondering how he was going to be in it because I haven't seen him perform in a while.
He's gotten the backlash and it's interesting because he's listening and a lot of people are doing the Will Ferrell thing when you don't want it to become a verb, the thing that you do,
mm-hmm.
and it be the reason people don't pay attention to you, you know. And his breakup with his partner is
McKay. No.
McKay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the breakup with McKay is a huge part of this too. He was upset with the role that he didn't get with Showtime. He thought he was going to get that the role in that movie.
Oh, really?
That's where their friendship.
Oh, really?
That's where it broke. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
And since then, I think Will Ferrell's been listening. And he's been finally people are like kind of realizing that he's been going so hard at such a over the top level that maybe a more subdued Will Ferrell is what people are.
John, what am I?
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. Yeah, I'm blanking. But he's right. Even though he played it kind of up, Will would have done even more, I think. But either way, I want to see this movie. It's been highly suggested as well.
Well, yeah, it's called Spirited. It is on Apple Plus. We really enjoyed it. Watched it twice. We were like, this is a new classic. Now, another one that I don't think is going to be a new classic. I didn't hate it, but I didn't. I'm like right in the middle with it. It's the new Christmas Carol, or the new
Disenchanted.
Christmas.
Story, the Christmas story about a Christmas story. Yeah. I saw that and I'm like, who wants to watch that?
I know. I got halfway through. I'm like, okay, I don't hate it, but I really don't care.
It's a very bizarre premise to bring back.
It's the original kid from A Christmas Story. And they do it just like the original movie with all kinds of weird little stories that all mixed together.
I don't
know.
And
I'm like, I don't think this will be a new classic.
I mean, I always liked The Christmas Story, but I'm old school from the 90s, okay? It was awesome to see The Christmas Story once in a blue moon. Right. And then you'd see it. But then they played it ad nauseum, and now it's a Christmas story about a Christmas
24
story.
24 hours on TBS.
Yeah. I'm okay.
Well, that's the problem when you make a classic. Like when you make a classic, you can't top it. The only one that does it is Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Good point.
Okay, but then they start going crazy with the Home Alone movies, and I'm like, this is no good.
It's funny when... So all the kids found the Home Alone movies at the same time, and so they're all watching.
Yeah,
that's their Christmas movie. And so that's all they want to watch, and so it's fun to watch, see them get all the gags and.
It is a good one. That's a good Christmas movie.
I would suggest also a Christmas classic came out about a year ago. Hawkeye. It's on Disney Plus. It's a Christmas Marvel. I know Marvel's got another Christmas thing going, but Hawkeye was the first.
Has anyone watched that?
I haven't watched it yet, but I know it's awesome. I hear it's really amazing.
It's the Guardians of the Galaxy. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I watched. And I watched.
No.
Here we go.
Are we going to trust her with a superhero?
Nope.
As well, we should not.
No, sir.
But let's ask anyway, just to hear the ridiculous answer she'll give.
Not going to trust me with my review of superhero stuff?
Wow. You really screwed the pooch with Doctor Strange, and I think you said Spider-Man sucked.
Yes. Yeah.
I did not see Doctor Strange.
Yes, you did. You said it was terrible.
Somebody else. I did not. I never got to see the second one.
What was the one that
I
you said was terrible?
I saw the first one and
which
I loved it.
You said you said
Black Adam. Jeff Kaufman one. You said
Black Panther wasn't black enough. You said something like that.
Not black enough. Not even a real panther.
Listen, so, to me, it's very campy, and if you like campy, then it'll be great, and you'll
supposed
absolutely
to be campy.
Love it.
It's but for Guardians me, I of just, the Galaxy, not, like yeah, all no, no, their no, no, movies, no,
they're
campy.
Making fun of Star Wars Christmas.
What was the one that she watched? The movie she watched, and we are like, this is great.
It was Thor because again, it was Guardians part that was campy. That was way too campy.
You just don't like Guardians.
I love Guardians. Hello, I absolutely love Guardians and Gamora I love them.
Yeah. Sounds like you just don't like camp. Is what it sounds like.
I think when Gamora left, they lost
that's
their
what
touch.
It is.
I think that's what it was. You know,
that's what it is.
Just saying.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
Mess less of.
Damn. Yeah, that's okay.
Yep, you messed up. Sorry.
Monday.
Do you think the viewing of Hawkeye will go back up
absolutely.
For Christmas? You think so?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Are they promoting it on Disney Plus?
You know, I haven't seen that yet, but I know it's definitely
it's
been connected.
Of the other thing that they got going on.
Oh. The
Guardians. So typically before Guardians, for the holiday season, Hawkeye's up there right now because it's Guardians, and then that's the new thing. Then it's the first thing that comes up. But if you go to the channel and you click on Disney, they're right there.
Watch it as much as you can.
Did anyone see?
All day and not just let it play.
Is it Disenchanted? Unenchanted? What is it?
Reenchanted?
Reenchanted?
It's not reenchanted. It's Disenchanted, I think.
Disenchanted.
Disenfranchised.
Did anyone see that? You saw it, right?
I never saw the first one either.
Yeah,
The first one I liked Unchanted. A lot. This one was okay. It was cute. It's a Disney movie. I think your kids will like it. You know, it's not for me. But
I think we're getting to a point where there is so much stuff that everything is getting lost in the wash kind of deal. The movie came out this week in Strange World. This is a giant Disney film.
It didn't do very well.
Didn't even make a peep. Everybody who I know saw it. Did not like it.
Yeah.
I, as a fan of this, with a freaking 2-year-old and 11-year-old, I barely knew it was out.
Right, right.
And it's like, man, Iger's coming in because they also knew this was about to eat S. It is a weird time at Disney right now,
not
man.
Not just yeah. Disney, though, Carlos. Think about it. There are so many platforms, yes. and there are so many things to see. And for me, like, okay, am I going to go to the movie theater and see right. something? I still haven't seen Yellowstone.
Right?
I still haven't seen White Lotus. I still haven't, Spirited is on at home.
I literally went into this break.
I can do all this stuff at home.
Before we went into the break, that was the thing. I was like, I'm going to get caught up on White Lotus. Yes. I remember saying that.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Is it good?
Oh, my God. I saw the new one last night. I stayed up to watch it because now I'm back at Sunday night live viewing for HBO. No other programming has done this
yeah.
except for HBO. Once again, similar to Sopranos back in the day, is that I'm watching these shows. White Lotus. I'm like, well, I want to stay up and watch this. And it was one of the best episodes of the year.
So I can't
tell you anything about it. But it's weird, man.
Yellowstone does that as well. And Sunday night, you can watch Yellowstone. And it's on the different...
And that's Paramount Plus, right?
This is
interesting. Warren Buffett, pretty smart guy. The only major platform he invested in heavily was Paramount Plus.
And did you see what they came out with the new commercial for the new Yellowstone thing in 1923 with
Harrison Ford
and
hit.
Helen Mirren? Oh my God, it looks so good.
Yeah,
it looks so good.
I just think, man, I think we got so used to so many things, especially like great shows like the Marvel stuff and all the stuff that's happening. But it's getting lost, and we're not able to watch. And nothing's as big a deal. It has to be a stranger freak, like a Stranger Things, something at that level to make a noise. I guess
there's another thing that's out, and it was really good. It's called Wednesday, which is
I saw that. It was good.
I did. You know what?
Yeah.
I crossed that with my dad.
How awesome
was
that?
My dad.
That was good.
Hey, he's like, hey, come here. You got to sit there. You got to watch it. This is really good.
It's Tim Burton's take on the Addams Family, and it. I thought it was awesome.
I sat there with my dad, and we crushed the whole series for Thanksgiving.
Jenny Ortega is playing
She's
Wednesday.
Awesome, yeah.
She was in this show called like Harley in the Middle. I don't know. It was like a kid's show.
Yeah.
And every time I watched her, I was like, this girl's a star. Yeah. And this is an iconic role for her. Like my 11-year-old loving
oh,
it.
I bet. And then they brought Christina Ricci in as another character.
It's great.
Which was great.
See, so you can do it. Like, but, you know, you can nail something, but, man, you have to hit everything right.
Because, you know, they tried to do the same thing with the Munsters, and it was terrible.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. But the new thing Wednesday, and it's on Netflix, is super good. All right, when we come back.
So much stuff.
Time
My
for
God.
Angel to bring you Monster Sports.
Already?
A lot of sports things to talk about. Jeez. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. From the